let her steal into my melancholy heart. It's more than I can bear. Now I know she'll never leave me, even as she runs away. She will still torment me, call me, hurt me, move me, come what may. Wasting in my lonely tower, waiting by an open door. I'll fool myself, she'll walk right in and be with me forevermore. I rage against the trials of love. I curse the fading of the light. Though she's already flown so far beyond my reach, she's never out of sight. Myself shall walk right in, and as the long, long nights begin, I'll think of all that might have been waiting here.
Hello, smoothest transition in the world. I'm here. You're so good. I here I am. I'm like vibing to this track like crazy. I'm like, it's so incredible. The swells, you know. And then they're like, hurry it up, get on your dang show so we can go home. It's late. We've got stuff to study. Thanks. Take care. Okay. Where the hell is? Oh no. What happened to this while I was gone? Guys, aux 2 for boom. Is like plugged into a completely different box now that I didn't know existed. So we might, I'm kind of tempted to unplug it. I'm not gonna lie, but I probably shouldn't. Maybe I'll look at it in the meantime. We'll do aux 1 for a little bit, get some tunes going so you guys don't have to hear me talking. That's not what we're here for. Okay, aux 1. What we are here for, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, we're working on the name. We'll figure it out. I mean, like, Button Pushers has the legacy, and I want to carry Harrison to my grave, you know? Like, I want him to be through the entire Button Pushers experience. But at the same time, it's kind of confusing. There's only one Button Pusher. I was really jamming to this song at work. I've been listening to a lot of songs about like mental illness and dealing with it, because I've been making a lot of like revelations in that, I think, like over the past year. I mean, I've been working on it for a lifetime. I don't know how you get out of it, but like, especially this year, I just feel like I've been making like tons and tons of progress, and it feels really good. Also just kind of like looking at like all the scopes of like mental stuff. I don't know, it's very interesting. But that's what basically, like, if some of the tracks are like really, like, the lyrics are all about, like, you know, I'll tell you which lyrics are relatable. I don't know if this one is or not. I just like the vibe of this one a lot. It's called Are We Having Fun Yet by Negative 25. Crazy track, crazy good title, and I really like, you'll hear it in the chorus, there's like this really nice balance between like tons of energy and total calm, and I think it gets a really good kind of like parallel to, you know, the kind of endless cacophony of the unbridled mind sometimes. Wow, that was beautiful, Diego. Keep it up. Anyway, here is Are We Having Fun Yet by Negative 20. Oh my gosh, I just choked on nothing. That's how my week has been going. It's actually been fine. No car crashes. Huge win. Here, Are We Having Fun Yet? Oh my god, here we go. Are we?
Call me pretty gold star, say I do the most. Got the memo, drop the M, now everybody knows. Now I'm like 2 years in and I'm scared of playing shows. My reflection's on the table and I'm ready to indulge. New clothes, bad loans, roots still tied. Stay in line and look alive, 25 to life. Ask if I'm enjoying it, but I don't wanna lie. I'm planning on my funeral, but I don't wanna. Hey, put your hands up if you feel a little nervous for us. Put your hands up if you feel like you deserve it. Tell me, are we having fun yet?
Are we?
Nailed the transition yet again. Okay, oh, sorry. We're getting better at it. I've only been doing this for like 4 years. Give me a break. Oh God. I'm like realizing I'm coming up on like my first full year of work, and like with that is definitely going to come like an increase in responsibility. Like it already kind of has, and I've been falling short a little bit, but it's fine. We can talk about that a little later, maybe. Like I'm fine. I'll be so good. I'm like their best employee. They love me. That's not true. I'm leaving in a year. Don't tell anyone I said that. Anyway, that was Are We Having Fun Yet by Negative 25. I honestly, one of my friends has been checking out like this whole album, and I meant to ask them, but I didn't want to. This is, I don't know, a friend from home, Rachel Hubbard, shout out the Hubs, the Hub family goes crazy, but she was listening to, some, like, tracks that I just, like, I stalk, like, everyone on Spotify, but she was listening to some tracks that, like, we used to listen to back in high school from an electronic label. It was, like, one of my only friends who really liked electronic music, or, honestly, she might have just been doing it because, like, we were good friends, but she still listens to it now, so I guess probably not. But Mr. Bill came out with a project like an hour after my show last week, and it is insane. It is like such a cool project, and it debuted at midnight, and I was watching the like the live stream of it, or the live stream release, and just like pinged her, and I was like, hey, I see you're listening to electronic music. If you want like some cutting edge stuff, like check this out. And we just, like, listened to it till, like, 1 or, I think, like, 1 a.m. is when the stream ended. And then I was like, wow, I haven't, like, talked to this person in, like, many, many years. And I just, like, reached out about music, like, out of nowhere. I don't know if I can do that again in, like, the same week. Maybe that is normal. I'm learning I'm not very good at social context, but we'll get into that a little bit later, too. But yeah, I think Negative 25 has a really good energy to it, so definitely go check them out. I think it's a good vibe. Hopefully you bopped, and hopefully you're having fun yet or something. I don't know. But speaking of that Mr. Bill album, I definitely want to play some of it. I don't know what the organization of this show is going to be like. I want to do like a cooler, more organized show. Cooler. I want to do a more organized show in the near future that is about maybe a little bit more of like a deep dive about like my mental health journey or something. I think that it's people need to talk about pain and suffering that they suffer internally, and they don't do it enough, because there's a lot of stigma around it and all kinds of stuff. But I wouldn't have made all of the progress that I've made this year if it wasn't for like a ton of other stories and stuff that I've been reading of people sharing their experiences or just being open about it. So I think it's good to be open about it. I think some people are afraid of like, I don't know, being seen as like garnering pity or like not wanting to seem weak or like, I don't know. It's kind of, there's a lot of reasons to not want to talk about it, and I've faced a lot of them. But I feel good today, and I haven't always been able to say that. And I think it's really important. So, near in the future, we might be kind of having one that's like, I'll still have songs, because like definitely music has helped me in this journey a lot. And it's so far from over. I don't want this to sound like conclusive. This isn't like an ending thing. There isn't a solution. The solution is the journey, I think, is what I'm learning. But it's beautiful and we're poetic. Anyway, we'll get to that at like a later date. Today we're gonna play really weird electronic music and maybe some other soulful songs a little bit later. But I want to play a couple of these Mr. Bill tracks. One of them that really stood out to me was this track called Stutter. It's a collab with Scope. And like, I want y'all, as an exercise while you're listening to this song, to listen to how the initial like pad synth or pad sound is kind of grounding the entire track. It doesn't fade away. Like, it's still there in the drop. Like, it cuts in and out. Like, he places it in different parts of the track, but it is at least every point in the track, if that makes sense. Like, it's in the intro, it's in the builds, it's in the drop and everything. And it's very interesting how Mr. Bill really prides himself on like these complex sounds that like you don't, like if you hear it, it's almost impossible to reverse engineer. Like, you can't think of like, oh, if I wanted to build this sound, like how would I go about it? He genuinely just like records himself making sounds for like 8 hours, and then afterwards is like, okay, I liked some of these, and like he keeps track of like the sounds that he made that he liked, and then he grabs those little pieces and puts them together in a song. It is crazy to watch him work. I've been watching some of his like live streams and stuff like recently, especially after this album, because I just thought it was like, it's mesmerizing, it's so cool. But yeah, in this track, pay attention to how complex some of the sound design is, and yet like the part that I think really grounds the track is this, like it pulls away to a really simple just like pad synth, which if you don't know what it sounds like, it's a really basic sound. You'll know it's almost maybe like a dial tone, maybe, or like an error tone, you know. It's like it's just a single tone basically. Yeah, check it out, see if you can hear it. Oh, we can go to aux 2. Because I totally did go and hijack whatever this was. I think someone plugged it into the studio computer and they were just like playing stuff off of like YouTube or something. I don't know. Anyway, wow, we've only hit one song. It's been 10 minutes. God, Diego, get over yourself. Okay, here we go. Here's Stutter by Mr. Bill and Scope. I lied for attention because I swapped auxes and my computer was like, does that mean you want me to turn all the volume off all the time, every time, always? Anyway, here it is. We'll be right back. Super sick. Love that track a lot. I love a lot of the tracks on this album, though. I don't like fully in my head have like each song mapped to what it sounds like, if that makes sense, because there's 18 songs and they all came out like last week, but I'm pretty close at this point. Usually I could have it done in like a day, but mine's been a little messy. But yeah, this is also a sick album for like from like a collab perspective. I really like albums that have just a ton of collabs on them, like Barely Alive's multiplayer EP or like Memba's, I think it's called Unity or maybe Union, is like every track on there is a collab. This one, there is one, no, there's two that he did just by himself, and the rest of the tracks are collabs, some of them with more than one person. So there's like 20 people on this album, which is super sick because I don't know, art is better when it's shared, and especially like electronic music is like, it fits so well with collaboration because such a big part of it are like designing your unique sounds and then trying to synthesize that into like something that sounds more like a song instead of just your sounds. And so like when people collaborate, you can usually kind of tell like, oh, this is like a Mr. Bill style type of thing, or this is a Stonebank style of thing or whatever. And it's, I don't know, it's fun. It's fun, I told you, now have fun. Okay, sorry, I don't know where that came out of. I want to play one more that I think is really, I mean, I'm probably going to play more from this album, but the next one I want to play is really smooth, and one of the things that I think stands out on this whole album and just with Mr. Bill in general is that his transitions are really clean. Like, how he ties one idea of a song into, like, the next idea of the song is really, really clean. Sometimes it happens, like, and you don't even notice. Like, it's been happening for, like, 4 bars or, like, 8 bars or, like, a crazy long amount of time. And he gives, it's very, you know, chaotic sounds, but I feel like Mr. Bill finds a way to kind of make it very fluid, if that makes sense. I'm also kind of learning as I'm, like, playing around with my own music stuff that it's really important to have, like, to pick one thing to kind of ground the track. Like, right now there's a lot of music that has, like, really, really quiet percussion. I think I played Burden by iFeature last week. It has really quiet percussion and then just, like, sounds that happen all over the place with, like, arrhythmic and maybe even atonal and stuff, but the beat is held by, like, the groove, by the percussion. And similarly, you can have kind of crazy percussion as long as your groove is maintained by, like, the rhythm. Maybe that's, like, basic music stuff, but, like, especially with electronic music, sometimes people like to skew that line a little bit and kind of make each part do their own thing. And sometimes it can sound really bad. I feel like Mr. Bill doesn't do that. He has a really good job of, like, tying everything together. There is one transition in this one where he pulls out, like, a Rhodes piano for, like, just 2 or 3 seconds, and it blends into the synth that has been playing for the previous couple parts. Sounds beautiful. Like, I showed it to my housemate and we both were just like, oh my god. So pay attention to that. Here's Chords 15 by Mr. Bill and Joe B. Listen to these smooth transitions and smooth sounds.
Yeah.
What a groove, right? I love the bass in that track as well. Like the sub bass and the bass lines are just really clean. They get you grooving. Hopefully you were grooving in your seat a little bit. I was. I wasn't in my seat. I have to admit, I was dancing in the studio like a lunatic, and DevOps watches me through the camera, and there is a label that says Ops is watching you that reminds me of it every time. I hope they enjoy. I think also the police officers get to like see in the studio too, so if you're like bored in the parking garage, I love you, or something. Maybe that's too forward, sorry. I mean, coffee? Okay, anyway, let's do one more from this album. Let's let my good old housemate decide, because he just sent me a picture that is incredible. He goes to the gym like all the time, and he has a pre-workout that is like the most like masculine, you know, like defined, like really rough edge or like sharp edge letters and stuff, you know, and it says Beyond Raw Lit Clinically Dosed Pre-Workout. And then right below it is the like official Jolly Rancher logo, and it says watermelon, and I'm loving it. It's incredible. I don't know. It made me laugh in the studio, and so you get to pick. Ryan, would you rather listen to a really fun rap song with heavy energy, or kind of a different one? You get 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. He's absolutely like driving. He's like, Diego, you can't do this to me. 4, 3, 2. Okay, McDonald's. What does that mean? I don't know. It's fine. You know what? We're gonna play the rap one because he's going to the gym or something. Oh, different. He says quirky. Okay, cool. This is one of the ones that Mr. Bill did by himself. There's a really nice like Spanish vocal over this. I don't know if he just like took that vocal or if he had a vocalist. Let me check the credits, honestly. View credits. Nah, just written by Bill Day. So it's not there. But I think this track is really clean, and he's not known for his vocal layering, but I think he did a really good job on this one. So here is Wybe, or Wybe, W-Y-B-E. Isn't that the Coraline character? Anyway.
Extraños, tú eres mi
What a killer track, right? I think it's so fun. That one also has like a really good example of what I was talking about, like about his like very, very, very smooth transitions. Let me see if I can just like fade it in and kind of like talk over it. But some stuff I wanted to talk about, maybe let's see if I can do this, honestly. This should be kind of fun. Yeah. Okay. I'm like louder than it, and you can still hear the track, right? Like a little bit. In this section right here, it's good. I'm at the wrong section. Anyway, let's skip ahead a little bit. Right here, yeah. So in this part of the track, both the percussion and the melody are like very kind of erratic, but there's one like metronome tone kind of that's on almost every beat or every other beat. I'm not sure. Boop, boop. You hear that? Yeah. Okay, that's grounding the track and like the snare. I don't know. It's really cool. And then you start to hear the chords of the drop come in right about here. You hear that? And it never fades out. It just goes right into the drop from that synth. I don't know. His transitions are something else. Oh, I muted the wrong... Hi, I'm back. His transitions are something else. I don't know how his brain works. Apparently, he doesn't know either, because I did watch him try and do, like a master class once, and it was, like... It was funny. He was, like, awkward, you know? Like, sometimes the masters are just not the teachers kind of thing, you know? And he was like, oh, yeah, like, I would just do it like this, you know? And then everyone was, like, super lost, because he runs laps around people. But it's also really interesting because he doesn't know music theory. Like, he might now, but he doesn't. Like, he uses, like, a bunch of external applications to, like, build a lot of his chords, and then, like, messes around with them a little bit after that. So he, like, he understands music theory, I should say, but he doesn't, like, know it. Like, a lot of musicians, I would say, probably know more than him, and like so much of his sound and art is like specifically on sound design of like really basic tones, and then trying to get that to just sound cool without having to worry about where I'm placing, you know, like melodic elements. He honestly just takes like a ton of sound effects that he creates and then pieces them all together into something that sounds good. Or at least I think it sounds good, and he does because he releases it, and everyone in the live stream thought it sounded good. Anyway, it's an acquired taste, perhaps, but I think it's really cool. It's definitely kind of taking the scene by storm as well, I feel like. Like, some of the, like, G Jones and EEPROM that I played last week are kind of do, like, similar things. I don't know. Very cool. I'm excited to see, like... it seems like a lot of people are kind of learning the technique of just, like, messing around in a synthesizer. I don't know if it even counts as a technique. But you're just, like, messing around in a synthesizer for, like, 5 hours. And then you mark the spots that you were like, oh, that sounded cool for a little bit. Let's try messing around with this, or see if I can get some, like, derivative sounds off of this. And then kind of piecing them all together into a masterpiece at the end. I don't know. Very, very cool. But that's a lot of Mr. Bill, so maybe we should swap to something else. I'm trying to think of, like, what else I've been listening to slash is, like, new music. I went to go see Maddie O'Neill, this weekend, which was super sick, because there was two local DJs, or at least I think both of them were local. One of them definitely was. The other one is playing in LA, like, next week, so I don't know, maybe he's touring or what, but I think he was Boston-based, we'll maybe play one of his tracks on the show either today or next week or something. But his Extract, E-X-T-R-A-K-T, check him out. Very friendly guy. And I actually, like, his girlfriend was in the crowd, and it was so cute because, like, he came on and she, like, pushed to the front and, like, started recording him, you know? So then after she finished her recording, I just, like, tapped her and I was like, do you know him? You know, like, obviously you do. She's like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And I was like, that's so cool, like, he's killing it, because his intro was sick. He mixed Falling, or Feel, what is it, Flying by Grizz, off of his Ouroboros album with a Mac Miller vocal, and it just, it sent. It went so good. And, like, the crowd ate it. They really liked it. It was super fun, too. And he was really good at, like, bringing the crowd in. Like, everyone was kind of, it was just in a, like, warehouse-ish kind of, it's in a basement. Maybe you've been to, if you're in the Boston area, it was, what is it called? It's, like, Downstairs Middle East or something. Like, it's, like, the middle, it's literally called, like, Downstairs Middle East or something. It's just, like, a basement in a restaurant. And there was probably, like, 35, 40 people total there, so it was pretty intimate. And something else that was very interesting was, like, there was, like, 18-year-olds, because that was the required age to get into the event, and there was also, like, 70-year-olds. It was very cool, like, just to, like, be there with a bunch of people from, like, all the different ages. Like, I noticed that at the festival, too, but the older people don't usually get to, like, the front of the crowd, because, like, people are moshing and, like, throwing each other around and stuff, and this one was a lot more chill, so, like, they could get up close to it. Very fun to just watch, like, you know, this, like, woman, like, well in her, like, 70s, like, totally tearing it up to, like, tear out bass. But yeah, very, very fun time. Maddie O'Neill killed it too. She has a new track out tomorrow that was really good. She dropped it at the event, not to be like, oh, I, you know, I went there, like, gatekeeping it or whatever, but, like, I'm not gatekeeping it. I'm telling you ahead of time, in 1 hour and 23 minutes, check out Maddie O'Neill's most recent hit. Well, I guess it won't be a hit by that point, but, you know, whatever. I thought it was a hit. It was really good. And her most recent track is called Matcha, which, honestly, we might just play on the track on the show right now. It went really hard in the show. I was really happy, too, because I don't really know a ton of Maddie O'Neill's stuff. I really know her mostly from a remix. So I was kind of expecting her not to play that track, because it's, like, a remix of one of her songs by a different artist, but she did, and it was so good. It's the Ahi remix of Never Fade. Really, really clean track by Ahi. Maybe we'll play both, honestly. We've got time. But here is Matcha by Maddie O'Neill. It's got a really fun vocal that goes OG soul in the new school era, and I think that totally kills this track. Like, it nails it to a T, because it's got, like, a ton of the, like, old school, like, bass music elements to it, but, like, it's got tons of, like, tons of the, like, clarity and cleanness of, like, modern day production techniques. So I think it's cool. It's fun vocal, and they captured it in the song as well. So here's some slow, beautiful bass music for y'all. clean, right? It's clean. I like how it gives, like, it's very reminiscent of, like I said, that older, like, bass music style, like, I don't, like, Crystal Method? Even, like, I mean, this isn't that old, but, like, Bass Hunter, even though I know he's, like, kind of a controversial figure now. Is that Bass Hunter? I don't remember. But, like, yeah, it's got a very, you know, the old roots of the sound, but it's also got, like, the very nice kind of top end, like, arpeggios and stuff, and, like, it's, the mix is very clean. It's what stood out the most to me is, like, every part of the mix has enough room to breathe, you know, like, nothing kind of sounds like it's clashing with each other. I don't know, very nice vibe, and it went really hard, in that warehouse. Like, everyone was like, it's fun music, because it's not like, you know, you're not like raging to it or anything, but you're just like slow grooving, you know. It was a really, really fun vibe. So that was Matcha by Maddie O'Neill and Kofresi, which is a really fun collab, honestly. I think another, I thought I had another song by Kofresi. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm, who am I mixing this up with? I'm not mixing it up with. He has a remix of a Storyteller by Haywire. Yes, 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 yes. It's all coming together now. Okay, cool. Very fun time, and definitely check out Maddie O'Neill's stuff and the new song that's coming out tomorrow. Let's do our PSAs, shall we? I will flip through this big binder that is no longer Edward's. We miss you so much, Edward. I guess we, like, we don't miss, you literally, you still have a show, so we, like, we sort of miss, anyway. Be a Hero, Blood, CTA, 15 seconds, I don't think I was supposed to read. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero, donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. Yeah. Yeah. I will say that, like, the human mind is more drawn to numbers that it can't fathom. So saying, like, one donation could save 3 lives is, like, yeah. That does sound like a pretty good, you know, amount of time. But if you say, like, if everyone in the city donated blood, we could save everyone in the state or whatever, then people are like, oh god, wow, I guess I should go do that. I don't know if that's actually how that works. I feel like it's actually the opposite. They would be like, they'd be like, well, good, then I don't have to do it, everyone else can. But I don't know, maybe not. I just feel like saying, like, 1-3 is, like, that's a pretty good ratio, I guess. 1 donation, 3... Okay, anyway, I should not be, like, belaboring this point anymore. Go give blood. It's really good to do, because people need blood. Yeah. Believe it or not. I told you I've been learning so much about myself. I need blood. Okay. Let's play the new Bishu track. It's great. It's a collab with Prop. He worked with Prop on his Welcome to Bishu, like, side project on, I think, Trustfall, which is probably my favorite track from that album, which is a hard pick because every track from that album is so different and zany and, like, wild. Like, MIA is crazy, and Trance Sword is really good too. But I think this one's really fun because it's like the most modern take on, like, unlike lyric writing, I guess, that I've heard in a bit, because, like, one of the lines is literally, it's so Jover, which is, like, a very recent-ish, not really recent-ish, but, like, semi-recent-ish meme, and, like, definitely has been resurging, I think, and they just tossed it in the song and called it a day, and I think that's really fun because, like, music should be something that you're playing with and you're doing fun stuff with. I mean, it can be a whole lot more, but it can also be that. And Bishu really captures that. I mean, like, he does live streams where he will, like, spin an adjective wheel and a genre wheel, and then it'll end up being like, okay, for today we are going to make, like, Minecraft funk music, or, you know, like, Christian progressive house, you know, or whatever, and he just rolls with it to try and keep his, like, creative juices flowing, and it's fun stuff. He's always been kind of a goofier artist, similar to, like, Eliminate, or perhaps like Must I. I mean, Must I makes crazy music, but online he's kind of silly. Anyway, this is called Do or Die by Bishu, featuring vocals from Prop, and it goes hard. Let's check it. Good track. It's so weird to hear like how emotional the middle line is when he's like, it's so effing Jover. Because like the line is so, you know, it's a meme, but I don't know. It's good track. Okay, what else have we got on the docket for today? I honestly like, I wanted to do that like super cool show where I like, you know, divulge my entire mental health story or whatever. Some boring stuff. No, it's actually really important to me. But I was gonna do that earlier today, so I collected some songs, including Antsy by Upsol, and maybe that's why, which I was gonna play last show. Honestly, I'll probably play that later today, because I really should. You know what? I'm gonna save it for the mental health show. It's gonna go banging. That being said, that's by Devin again, and I got my merch that I ordered from her, and it's fantastic. It's like just a white shirt with a bear, and it's holding a heart, and it says tax fraud, and then on each of the feet of the bear it says Devin and again. And it came with a little like flash card that she like hand signed that was like, thank you for getting this, like, let's crush this freaking tax season or something. It was like, heck yeah, Devin. Almost broke FCC policy. Heck yeah, Devin again, so true. And like I said last time, she's kind of going through some like health stuff that could actually really impact her life permanently and her art. So, if you feel like supporting her, check out her music, just listen to it. It's really good. And, you can check out some of her merch or her shows. I don't think she's doing shows right now actually because of the health thing, like local ones for sure, but not touring or anything. But yeah, just listen to the music, get those streams in or something. It supports. But yeah, for now, Let's see. I want to get like one more good track in. Let's get some. I've been listening to a lot of rap lately because I've realized that my brain can put words together pretty well, actually. And not to like flex, but it's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I've been coming up with some heat, some bangers. White boy rap coming in. Let's do Tanaka 2 with Joey Valence and Bray and Logic, which is a super sick collab because Joey Valence and Bray is like, I mean, they're there now, but they were like up and coming like not too long ago. They're relatively new, and Logic, I mean, people know Logic for the most part. Most people who like rap music know Logic, and he kind of collabed with them on this track, and some of the things that he's saying in the track is like, I like to collab with these people that are like up and coming, and like high key Joey Valence and Bray are, they're on the way. It's kind of fun, but I like their flow a lot. It's nice. It's like Jersey rap. Like, not a lot of people make it anymore. Like talking like Cypress Hill or I don't even know, like Cypress Hill, maybe the Tribe. But here's Joey Valence and Bray kind of bringing it back, or at least, like, I mean, other people are still doing it, Tara Reid and all that, but I like this track a lot. Some of the flow is really good, and some of Logic's flow in this is really clean too, so I think he's got the middle verse. Let's check it out. Let's get some hype rap bars up in here or something.
I close the studio door and open up every part of me. Fuck my generation, dead, I'm all assassination. Life is balanced, time to make some room for Bray and Joey Valence. Where the talent bars and beats, they got me wildin'. I'm just trying to shed a little light on artists that deserve it. Over this hippie, that's perfect. When Logic rip the mic, you know I'm always finna murk this. Yeah, yeah, listen up. My name, Big Papa, non-stopper, baby holla. Put your chin up when you talk, I'm taller. I'm a lover, no fighter, kisser, no biter. Lit like a lighter, this fire getting brighter. Call a firefighter, my fist getting tighter. Right hook to your jaw, copyright biter. Non-stop, Denzel, heavyweight, Rocky, Barbell. Oh, you slick, I'm John Wick, Rambo, how I swing the sticks. Fake flavor, it's vanilla, late night flight to Manila. In a jet flying over Godzilla. I'm the illa killer. Beat on my chest like a gorilla. Hit the pop rock, hit the pop rock. Hit the pop rock, hit the pop rock. Hit the pop rock, hit the pop rock. Hit the pop rock, hit the pop rock.
What a banger track, dude. And I'm telling you, dude, Logic's verse in the middle of it is insane. It's like his flow just doesn't stop. Like, he doesn't take a breath. really fun. And it's a sequel track as well. The original is just Tanaka. That was called Tanaka 2. And Tanaka just has Joey Valence and Bray on it. And then Tanaka 2, I think they just like extended their track and put Logic in the middle of it. I think I haven't really looked at the lyrics, but I remember the vibes being like extremely similar. But yeah, check that out. And we've got about 2 minutes left, so not really sure when the next DJ will be coming in, but I will just play Lone Survivor by The Rex. It's a good one to kind of go out on, maybe. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Here is Lone Survivor, The Rex. If it gets to it, the final chorus is different from the previous ones, and it goes crazy. There's a line that goes, "I'm the sum of your desires, say I'm not." And it's like, I want that confidence in my life. It's crazy. Anyway, here's Lone Survivor. In the desert, all ties are severed. Despite my best efforts, you're like, you're like, you're like, you're like whatever. Just cause I shot first, don't mean it didn't hurt. Alright, alright, if I knew what I know, I'd never let you get close. I would've kept my composure. I'm a reckless lone survivor. I'm electric, I'm on fire. They all said that I would die here, but I won't. She's cool like a cadaver. I'd do anything to have her. She treats me like I don't matter. She don't know. Nothing left to say. You'll get what you deserve. Maybe then you'll learn that life ain't a game. Darling, where is your shame? I guess I'm on my own. I'm a reckless, don't survive.